This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the phone lines are open now. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, our numbers here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can call us toll free at 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great.
Great to see you. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. I think everybody's waiting to call in to find out when they can retire today.
Yes, just if we, and I think a lot of us thinking, get out of here for a few months and then come back in a few weeks from. Yes,
exactly.
Well, you guys are here to help, and if people have questions, so you can answer them right now. If you want to talk to Malia and CJ, they'd love to talk with you. They'd love to help you out. Our number's 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you're new to the show, welcome. A couple of things to keep in mind throughout the program. We'll do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week coming up a little bit later on in the show. It's a fantastic opportunity to win a great prize. I'll give you a little tip. Listen closely to the show. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Also, our friends from Klaus Financial, they are retirement planning professionals. They are here for you. So if you have questions, you can call. Get you right on the air. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Going to talk Roth this week, but before we get to that, let's look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. And not only go over the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, so thanks everyone for listening last week. We want to congratulate Gary of Madison. He was our winner, so congratulations. Last week's question was, how many widows and widowers are currently collecting Social Security survivor benefits? And believe it or not, there's about 5 million widows and widowers currently receiving those benefits based on their deceased spouse earnings record. So again, thanks for listening.
And of course, listen closely to this week's program, and you have a chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Steak and Shake. We'll tell you how you can win that in just a moment. Again, we're going to be talking Roth IRAs, but as always, we'd love to hear from you at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And as we like to mention, it's never too early to call, and Robin checks in right at the start of the program. Robin, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Malia from Klaus Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You've talked about Social Security before and how they take 35 years and it just takes your average. Yep. I retired and I'm collecting a pension, but I'm also working another job that pays about 40% less than what I made before. Yep. When I checked my payment last year, it said I would make like $90 a month. And then now this year, after the reduction in income, it'll say like I'm going to get $85 a month.
Okay.
Is that normal? Or?
Good question. So there are circumstances under which if you have continued long-term low income that it can bring your average projection down. But my encouragement to you, Robin, would be that typically Social Security is having to make assumptions, right? So let's say you finally qualify, you have 10 years of earnings, but you're, 35 years old, and they start showing you a benefit. Well, when they run their projection, they have to assume something, right? They have to assume that you're going to continue working for another 20-ish years and then make a projection on that. So when you get your statements, be careful. They're not gospel, right? They're just projections into the future at what they think you might continue to earn. So what they may have done on yours is said, hey, you're earning less now. I guess we're going to project out for the next 8 years that he's going to earn less, right? And so therefore, it brings down your projection. But if you were to stop working now and then wait to pull it till 65, it may not reduce your benefit at all by then. They're having to make projections. So great question. Kind of a technical answer. I hope that made some sense to you. But 1 year of lower income is not going to reduce your benefit that much.
And 5 years probably won't either, or?
Well, it'll have an impact, right? Because they're taking your average inflation-adjusted working income. So yeah, if you extend out lower income, it could have an impact. But again, fairly small.
Robin, fantastic question. Thank you so much for calling in. And that clears open a line. If you're trying to get through earlier, we'd love to hear from you. Friends from Kloss Financial with Money in Motion would love to answer them for you. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget as well, you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Today, we're going to be talking about putting money in kind of the things we need to know when it comes to putting money into a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, Roth 401k, and then kind of that versus those traditional ones and whether it's the best place for you to be putting those retirement savings. What do we need to know?
Yes, we get many questions throughout the years that pertains to Roth IRA versus traditional IRA versus income limits, no income limits, and there is a lot of misconception around this particular issue. So we figure we take just a little bit of time to walk you through whether you should be considering a Roth or a traditional, what impacts that. So let's start with Roth IRA versus traditional IRA. Roth IRA is after-tax contributions with tax-free growth as long as you leave the money in there for a minimum of 5 years or until age 59 and a half, whichever comes later. A traditional IRA, on the other hand, is a pre-tax contribution with tax-deferred growth. Again, your contributions and your growth can't be touched till 59 and a half without tax or penalty. But again, differences is after tax with tax free versus pre-tax with tax deferred. So many people will go, oh, I get it. Tax free sounds better than tax deferred. I'll do all Roth. And we go, well, it's not quite that simple. And then furthermore, there's income limits on this. So for a Roth IRA, at least, if you're under the age of 50, you can contribute $5,500 a year. That's a max contribution, or $6,500 a year if you're over the age of 50. But if your income is too high, it's $120,000 is the limit for an individual, $189,000 of household income for a couple. If your income's too high, you can't even make a Roth IRA contribution. Okay. Well, here's where everything kind of goes sideways. I commonly have people come in and go, they're kind of making a statement. My income's too high. I can't do a Roth contribution. And Malia and I laugh and we go, well, actually, we don't think you should do a Roth IRA contribution. We think you should do a Roth 401k contribution. They go, no, my income's too high. Well, they don't understand what they're talking about because Roth 401ks do not have income limits. Okay. So if your employer offers you a 401k plan, a question you should ask is, do you offer Roth savings options along with pre-tax savings options? Because there is no income limit as it pertains to the 401k piece.
CJ, oh God.
Well, I want to end with, so what should you be doing?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a rule of thumb. There is no way to know definitively what you should do because it has to do with what kind of taxes you will pay in retirement. And there's no way to know that. So instead, if your income is in a fairly low tax bracket, you may want to consider doing mostly Roth. If your income is in a high tax bracket, think doctor earning $400,000 a year, you may want to consider doing mostly, if not all, pre-tax. Most people that are listening to us today are somewhere in the middle. And so they should probably be considering doing part of both.
Fantastic. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. They'd love to answer your questions. Give us a call now. The phone lines are open. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. One more time, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn a lot about Kloss Financial on the website, learn about their different divisions. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also hear this and previous shows podcasts as well. Just get to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. You can give them a call right now at 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. Talking Roth 401ks, Roth IRAs, comparing them with traditional 401ks and IRAs. And Jim checks in this morning with a question. Jim, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus of Klaus Financial.
Hey, thanks. Love the show. Question, nearing retirement, and with the recent tax cuts, is it a good time to do a conversion from a regular IRA to a Roth? And I'll just hang up and take your response online. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim. Malia, what are your thoughts?
Well, it's a great question. I think CJ and I talk about this every single week with our own clients because they're all wondering the same thing. And again, you know, when we're talking about Roths, we're talking about, you know, we sit down with our clients and we're saying, really, do you want to pay the taxes today, depending on what your tax bracket is? And exactly what Jim's referring to is we did see the brackets come down this year. They actually look fairly favorable for people for 2018. So if our tax brackets have gone down and we're looking at the future potentially retiring within a five-year time period, it can make sense. We're going to talk about this in just a few minutes. Taking the current IRA that you have today, paying the taxes on it today, putting it in the Roth bucket, the Roth, which will come out tax-free at some point, and allow you not to have to worry about, you know, when the tax rates could possibly change again. So great question. That's something that we refer our clients to their accountants, and their accountants get back to us on whether it can make sense because they're seeing the whole picture as well. So great question. I would encourage you to explore that for your own situation.
And thanks for the call, Jim. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. You can be like Jim. Give us a call right now. Get on the air. Get your retirement question answered. Our retirement planning professionals come to us from Klaus Financial. Our number is 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget about Klaus Financial's office number right here in Madison. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia and also Jim kind of brought this question up, of course, which is, what is a Roth conversion? There are things that people need to know with those, and there are some things like a backdoor Roth. What are we talking about there?
Jake?
Yes, Roth conversions. Good question. So sometimes when people's income is too high while they're working and thinking about making contributions, because again, you need earned income to make new contributions. So sometimes when their income is too high, they'll say, well, gosh, I don't have a Roth 401k at my employer. We actually work with a couple of big employers that don't offer a Roth savings option.
Really?
Right? That's pretty interesting. And but hey, I have some more money to save. How do I get money into this tax-free bucket? And so there's this thing called the backdoor Roth conversion, and it has to do with non-deductible traditional IRA contributions that could get converted to a Roth, assuming you don't have any other traditional IRAs that exist. So let me just say to you, this is not for the faint of heart. This strategy is great. You can Google it and you'll see all kinds of articles about it. But my encouragement is, do not even think about trying to attempt this without your accountant or your financial advisor, because there's a lot of moving parts to it. But there can be ways when your income is too high to make a Roth IRA contribution. There can still be ways to get money into that Roth IRA. You just have to do what's called a backdoor contribution with conversion. The actual Roth conversion itself, should you be doing Roth conversions, that's what Jim was talking about. Mm-hmm. I just completely echo what Malia said. With the expansion of the brackets, with the general lowering of the brackets, there's probably never been a better time for people to be considering this strategy if it's a fit for their lives. And honestly, of all the people Malia and I meet with, who it might be a fit for, I would say no more than 10% of them actually end up following through and doing it.
Mm.
Because when you really get down to the nuts and bolts of it, what we do is we say, here's the math on it, and we go through a half hour presentation, and then we get done and we go, so what I need you to do is write out a check for 20 grand to the IRS.
That's where the buck stops.
They go, whoa. So they go, so let me get this straight. I'm not required to do that, but you're telling me I should do that. So again, not for the faint of heart. You need to really sit down with your accountant, your financial advisor, and say, is this for me? Because usually people just, it's kind of a buzzword, and they run out and try to do it, but it doesn't work for them because they haven't considered it. So,
fantastic information as always. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. Don't forget about the website at Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because coming up in the next segment, we will also have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll tell you all about it. We'll also talk about age limits on completing that conversion. Are there any? We'll find out from retirement planning professionals at Kloss next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website at Kloss Financial. You can learn a lot about Kloss by going to the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You learn about the different divisions, the different services offered at Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic newsletter. I'm signed up. You get a little snapshot of the markets each and every week in your inbox. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning from Kloss Financial. And we've been talking a lot about the IRA and the Roth IRA specifically. We talked about those conversions. Is there any type of age limit on doing that? Is there something people need to know there as far as how old they are and when this is available and when, more importantly, when this might not be an option?
That's a great question. As everyone's living to be older and older, you have to wonder. And so actually, there is no age limit for doing a Roth conversion. Of course, you got to feel like you want to write the check to the IRS, like CJ said, which could change at any moment. So yes, you could complete one at age 70, 75, even if you're 90 years old and you have this big IRA bucket still sitting there, you could actually complete a conversion. And hopefully at 90, your income tax bracket's lower, so you'll pay less in taxes. And if you're looking to leave money to heirs, and that we talk a lot about this in estate planning, this really could make sense. Being able to transfer a Roth IRA to a potential grandchild, wow, what a great thing to inherit at the age of, say, 30 years old or 25 years old, so that grandchild can have the ability to let that grow for the next 40 years of their life. So great, great idea for people to consider. I will add on that, you know, when we think about IRA contributions and Roth IRA contributions, you really do have to have earned income to contribute. Mm-hmm. Right now I've been talking about conversion, but to contribute, you have to have the earned income. And we all know at 70 and a half, that's the last time you can contribute, or up until that age, into the traditional. You actually can contribute to a Roth IRA after 70. So a lot of people don't know that. Maybe they're working part-time and they've heard, I can't add to my IRA. You actually can into a Roth IRA. So just keep that in mind.
What about RMDs, whether it's a gift or whether it's the individual holder? What applies there? Do they apply, those minimum distributions? Are they applicable here?
Absolutely. So at 70 and a half, they are applicable to the traditional IRA, however, not to the Roth IRA. The exception is if you have left behind money in a Roth 401k at an employer and you forgot about it, those actually do require required minimum distributions. So the ticket here is you want to make sure that you've rolled that into an IRA once you leave those jobs, and make sure that you're have that sitting there so you're not
forced to take it out as an RMD.
Very, very good information. As always, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget, you can give us a call each and every week right at the start of the show every Thursday at 8 a.m. You can give us a call. We'll get you right on the air. We had some early calls this morning, which was absolutely fantastic. CJ and Malia would love to help you out. All you got to do is give us a call at the top of the hour, get you on the air. You can, of course, call Kloss Financial anytime. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in just a moment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Of course, the website as well, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, we'll give you that in just a moment, tell you really quick how it works. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize. This week, it's a $25 gift card for Steak and Shake. Your Kloss Quiz Question of the Week for this week is this. Can I complete a Roth IRA conversion when I'm 75 years old? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Steak and Shake. Don't forget, as always, that is Kloss Financial's number right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637 and online at klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.